is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Where will people fit in a Google-designed city? In Toronto, the Prime Minister, Ontario and Toronto officials, and of course, representatives from Alphabet, the parent company of Google, all were back-slapping and hand-clapping each other about Google's subsidiary Sidewalk Labs' winning bid to develop an 800-acre tract of land along the Toronto waterfront as a rare opportunity to put their ideas in place in building the so-called city of the future. How exciting! But is this really good news? Will this really even fit their old standard of accountability? Don't be evil. Not surprisingly, most of their winning proposal is based on deep pockets and high-tech visionary speak. As described by New York Times columnist Emily Badger, the Sidewalk Labs proposal in the competitive bid for the project floated all kinds of technological dreams: a thermal energy grid that would be carbon neutral, sensors that separate waste from recycling, modular buildings that convert from retail to housing, monitors that track noise and pollution, self-driving transit shuttles, shared tax ride robots, adaptive traffic lights, delivery robots, heated bike paths, and sidewalks that melt snow on their own. To some people, all this sounds interesting and bells and whistles innovative, but I have to wonder where people are in this plan. And that's a little scary. They claim they're going to make 20% of the housing units in the development affordable. But when they spoke of affordability, they did not talk about income or the percentage of rent paid to family income, but instead, typical of technologists, claimed that they had some tricks up their sleeves to make the construction cheaper. Wow. Do they have a lot to learn about what constitutes affordable housing in a city of tenants like Toronto and a city undergoing huge gentrification pressure and escalating rent-to-income levels in neighborhood after neighborhood? An old 2006 Statistics Canada study found that 40% of Canadians pay more than 30% for rent. Polls in recent years indicate that Canadians spend 43% of each dollar on household income on housing-related costs, which include mortgage and rent, as well as paying for utilities. Globally, that's the third highest percentage in the world, and in Toronto, it's even worse than the average. There's a waiting list of over 180,000 people for social housing. There are 94,000 in social housing, and another 70,000 roughly in housing subsidized to the 30% standard on rent to income. A 2015 study by TD Economics found that clearly half of Toronto's population is paying an average 50% of their income to landlords, and that is creating a class divide in the city, undermining Canada's reputation for a commitment to equality. Furthermore, what are the definitions of affordable housing going to be for this high-tech urban experimental lab? If it were to be defined based on 20% of the housing being a percentage of market rate rent, then London has already proven that that formula is gentrification and push out on steroids. Unless the percentage of affordable units is pushed up and affordability is based on income, this won't be the city of the future, but more of the same with a higher electric bill to run all of their gadgets and geehaws. Sidewalk Labs claims to be going to do a lot of consultation. We've heard that before. But if it is real at all, they need to have a better answer than we can find in their proposal for how real people can fit into their tech dreams. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.